Well, Scott, we spoke on Friday about Leicester Tigers' first footing into the finals of this tournament. How do you feel now looking ahead to the final on Friday?
Even more excited now. The boys are really getting up for it, coming to the pitch today. It's really good, looking good. And can't wait to kick off on Friday, yeah.
Good memories for you here at the Rec.
Yeah, playing the LV Cup semi-final in the winning side a few years ago. And yeah, it was really good. I made my debut in the LV Cup and yeah, good memories of the place.
We talked on Friday about the inspiration of a new coach. When that coach is Jordan Murphy, how much difference does he actually make?
Well, having a coach that's been there and done it on the top level for so many years, it's great to be coached by such a player with such experience and such skill. And it's really good for us to feed off that and to learn off his career and stuff. And he's really good with the younger lot, so he's really good to us.
It was interesting to see at Franklin's Gardens the support you had in the stands. Richard Cockerell was there, Richard Blaise was there, Paul Burke was there. There was about a dozen members of the first team squad there. Everybody was pulling behind you.
Yeah, it was really good to get support of the lads and also the senior coaches, because it was an opportunity to show them what we could do. And also it was really nice of the lads to come and watch and watch the game of sevens, because it's an entertaining sport to watch, so they must have enjoyed it. And it was really good to come off the pitch knowing that they were all there cheering us on.
They, of course, don't really start their season for another couple of weeks, though they're going out on pre-season now.
Yeah.
But to actually lift this JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens trophy to get Tigers' season started, great fillip, I presume.
Oh, yeah, it would be a great start, an unexpected one, but it would still be a really good start, because we weren't expected to really get through with the past history, but now we're here, we're going to try and win it, and that would be really good for the squad to get to a winning start in the competition.
Lastly, a bit more about this man called Cookie. Back in the squad, seems to have made quite an impact.
Yeah, that interview, yeah. He's been getting quite a lot of stick of it at training with the whole singing thing. But nah, he's a good lad and he's a really good player. He played very well, getting a couple of tries on Friday. So yeah, he's back in the squad and maybe get another cheeky interview after it. You never know.
And as hard as that first leg was, a lot of unity now, a lot of more, perhaps a little more belief.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it showed them if we get our head down and we get on with it and we work hard for each other that we can pick up the win. So it'll just be more of the same. It'll be a tougher opposition, but I think we can push ourselves again and maybe try and go a bit further this year.